Well, two of the most brutal extremist groups in the world look as if they may form an alliance. The leaders of Nigeria's Boko Haram have reportedly pledged loyalty to the head of the self-proclaimed Islamic State in an audio statement, but the tweeted recording has yet to be verified. Hours after the tweet, Nigeria's neighbors Chad and Niger began a major offensive against Boko Haram inside Nigeria. And all this comes with less than 3 weeks to elections in Nigeria, the elections that were postponed in part because of the insecurity in the northeast of the country. Insecurity caused by Boko Haram. NPR's Africa correspondent Ofebia Quist-Arkton is on the line from Nigeria's main city, Lagos. And Ofebia, tell us more about this apparent oath of allegiance.
What we've learned is that Abubakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, tweeted in a recording this time rather than a video that he had pledged allegiance to Abubakar al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS. Now, ISIS hasn't yet responded, but this is the first time we've heard of a full allegiance. There has been flirting, if you like, shout-outs between one group and another. The ISIS leader, for example, last year, after Boko Haram abducted the 300-odd schoolgirls from Chibok, the ISIS leader apparently told the ISIS magazine that he felt this was a good thing and that this justified ISIS abducting Yazidi women and girls in Iraq. And don't forget what Abubakar Shekau of Boko Haram said at the time of the kidnapping of the Chibok girls, that they have been married off to his fighters, that they have converted to Islam, and that some of them may be sold off as slaves. So a chilling statement which was taunting the government and, of course, terrifying the families of these girls, 200 of whom are still missing.
Well, and now you have Chad and Niger reportedly beginning an offensive against Boko Haram inside Nigeria. Explain the consequences of that.
For the past month or so, Nigeria's neighbours, including Chad, Niger, Cameroon and Benin soon, have begun a major offensive against Boko Haram to back up the Nigerian forces who, over the past how many years, have failed to subdue Boko Haram. And we're now being told that at least 200 military vehicles crossed Niger's border into northeastern Nigeria. Chad has already been operating, but now they are apparently deeper into Nigeria. They say they are determined to contain this insurgency once and for all, because not only is northeastern Nigeria absolutely paralyzed because of the attacks by Boko Haram, but of course now cross-border raids in Niger, in Chad, and in Cameroon. So the region has got together and says this must stop.
And when you say the region has got together, presumably Nigeria's officials are welcoming the other two countries coming in.
Well, Nigeria is now cooperating. They're all cooperating. I think, you know, we've got elections just 3 weeks away. President Goodluck Jonathan, who is seeking re-election in the presidential election here in Nigeria, has said that by the elections 28th of March, rescheduled because of the insecurity, they hope to have the situation under control. But you have many Nigerians, many people saying, well, if you're military has not been able to do anything for 6 years. How can it do anything in 6 weeks? But at least this immediate sub-region is now working together to try to stop Boko Haram's attacks.
Well, just some more thoughts on that election. Again, already rescheduled for the end of the month. Would people be afraid to turn out in numbers and become targets of Boko Haram? What's the thinking about the elections?
Will they be afraid? Will they even be able to vote? Because, of course, hundreds of thousands, even into the million now, people have been displaced because of these constant attacks by Boko Haram in a string of towns and villages in the northeast. Now, for once, Boko Haram seems to be on the back foot because the Nigerian military, with its allies from neighboring countries, have managed to recapture some of the towns and villages that Boko Haram had under its control. And it had, like ISIS, declared and proclaimed a caliphate. So Nigeria's government is saying, despite this apparent alliance between Boko Haram and ISIS, or at least Boko Haram pledging allegiance to ISIS over the weekend, it's only because Boko Haram is on the back foot and it's under pressure.
Ophébia, thank you. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan in Nigeria will continue to follow this story.